The Old Testament reading for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost is from Zephaniah chapter 1. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On that day, I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traders are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. A mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and a battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light, children of the day. You are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sowed and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he who will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So first time moms and dads are usually full of excitement and joy and expectation as they prepare to deliver their firstborn into the world. But along with excitement and joy and great expectations comes with it uncertainty and suspense. So the old saying that the kids don't come with an instruction manual is true. It's true at all stages of life. There's no book, no advice that is adequately going to prepare you enough as first-time parents for the unique, joyful, stressful, yet exciting time of delivering a precious child into this world. Yet, television had me programmed in such a way that I was going to expect a boom, right? The wife, on TV anyway, buckles over in pain, and the husband frantically searching for the car keys, and he's on his way out the door. We gotta get to the hospital on time. But that's not how our first one went. Instead of, boom, it's time to go, where are the car keys? My wife just kind of casually turned to me and said, yeah, I think I'm about to have a baby. Like, no big deal. I'm in labor now. I looked at her, I don't think so. It's probably just gas or something. Because I'm pretty sure you should be buckled over in a lot of pain and you should be screaming and saying all sorts of curse words at me and all these things. That's how it is in the movies, right? No, I'm pretty sure I'm in labor. Whatever, you're not in labor. After a fair amount of time and trying to convince me, we finally did make our way to the hospital. But all the while, I'm still thinking it's probably just a false alarm. We had those, and we're going to go to the doctor, and they're going to say, go back home and wait, just like the last time you did. But no, sir, it really was go time. All of a sudden, the nurses start running around. They're a bit frantic. They get this room ready as quickly as they can, and they get all these things set up, and have my wife laying in the bed, and they say, all the while, by the way, my wife is still just smiling like nothing's wrong this whole time. But it was about that time when it suddenly finally dawned on me and hit me. Oh, my goodness. It's really happening. It's go time. We are about to have a baby. Where are my car keys? I got to go. But the thing was, there was nothing to do. Everything was already prepared and ready to go. The nurses basically sat me down and said, just sit here next to your wife. We've got this. And within a couple hours, which really felt like no time at all, the doctor stopped in for a couple minutes, right? Because in a maternity ward, we all know who does all the work. Wink, wink. It's the nurses. It's the nurses. Anyway, thanks be to God. We were blessed with a beautiful, healthy baby boy, a cherished possession, precious blessing from the Lord, to be sure. Now, this morning is the second to last Sunday of the church year. And the church year pretty much follows, at the beginning anyway, the life of Christ, from birth to death to resurrection, then to ascension. And then, beginning from Pentecost on, there's the time of the church, and we follow the life of the church here on earth as the church grows, and as we wait for Christ's return, as we learn to live lives as Christians in the daylight, as in sober, in these sorts of things, as we wait as Christian people, New Testament people, for our Lord's return. So as we end the church year now, our attention focuses on the end, the glorious day when Christ will return and deliver us into the joys and the excitement of eternal life. So last week's theme, if you can recall, was basically, be ready, for you know not the day or the hour. Be ready. Keep feeding that precious faith that you have been given through God's word and sacraments that he provides for you. Be in his word, be in his sacraments, and by God's grace, you will be ready for that day. And the theme of the parable today is by God's grace, the grace that he is giving, he's not a hard man, as the one steward says. He's not a hard man, reaping where he did not sow, gathering where he scattered no seed. Rather, he is a gracious giver, and he gives good gifts. And he does expect us, living here in the daylight, as his sober children of the light, as his servants, to use those gifts, right? We are to use the gifts that he has given to us. We are called to be good stewards with all that he has given to us, to use the gifts to further his kingdom, and to serve our neighbors in love as we live lives of faith in the daylight. But this morning, I want to encourage and to build you up with the words of our epistle lesson from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, writes to the saints in Thessalonica. He says this, starting at verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know, or you're fully aware, that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. There's a good illustration. But check out verse 3. While people are saying there's peace, there's security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they will not escape. Okay, so it wasn't like my wife didn't have any labor pains. She did. I am to tell you here, I'm still, to this day, 18 years later, shocked by her strength, her pain tolerance, and her fortitude. It's amazing. Amazing. But in verse 3, who is it? Who is it that is going to experience the sudden destruction like labor pains come upon a pregnant woman? Well, the answer is those who are complacent in this life, those who are sleeping through life, those in the dark, those who get drunk at night, those who live in the darkness rather than the light. In other words, it is those who don't give two thoughts, two cares, about God or his word or his sacraments. Instead, they say, oh, there's peace, there's security. These are the ones in Zephaniah 1, our Old Testament reading, that they say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Whatever. They are the ones who respond to the Lord like I responded to my wife. Psst, yeah, right. Yeah, right. No, really. The Son of God became a man. The Son of God fulfilled the law perfectly for you. He died. He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming back to judge both the living and the dead. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. So instead of heeding Christ's announcement that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel, they choose darkness rather than light, drunk rather than sobriety. They choose the night rather than the day. They should be repenting in sackcloth and ashes, but they say, let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Now, is there any chance that you recognize that same attitude within your own heart? Do you ever find yourself being lulled to sleep? Honestly, you should. Each and every one of us should, because that whatever, yeah, right sort of attitude is the fruit of our sinful flesh, and we all have it, and it still clings to us till the day we die. Think about it. If you never had that sinful response, that sinful attitude toward God and his word and his sacraments, then why would he need to warn you and repeatedly warn you over and over and over again? Why would he be calling you to repentance and faith in the gospel time and time again? Yes, dear believers in Jesus Christ, repentance continues to be needed. each and every moment of each and every day, even for you and for me. It's not just the obvious scoffers of God's gifts and God's grace who, quite honestly, probably are not listening to this sermon right now. Either they are not here, they're not going to take the time to listen to this sermon online. That's just the reality. But we who are hearing, who do have ears to hear, we too need to hear, and we need to repent, and we need to believe the gospel. Time and time again we need this, over and over, until that glorious day when the Lord comes back. In our epistle reading, Paul writes, starting at verse 4, he says, "But you, repentant, baptized believers in Jesus Christ, you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. You are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do. Let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation." By God's grace, you, baptized, repentant, forgiven believers in Jesus Christ in the gospel, you are not in darkness as the scoffers are. Christ has made you children of light, children of the day. You are to be sober, that is, living wisely at the time that the Lord has given to you, and he has prepared you then for the last day. Christ has made you children of the light, not the children of the day. You are his cherished, precious children. The Son of God and his death and his resurrection has sealed the deal for you. Now, completely forgiven and washed clean, the gift of faith keeps you awake, keeps you in the light, keeps you sober and in the light of Christ. You have been given the Holy Spirit who calls, gathers, and enlightens you through his word, so that the coming day of the Lord is not going to surprise you like that thief in the night. You're not going to experience that sudden destruction like the labor pains of a pregnant woman, because the exceedingly great and precious good news is, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain the salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Be encouraged. Encourage one another, just as you are doing, dear precious children of God. For you are not destined for wrath, because there is nothing left to do. Simply take a seat and receive the gifts that the Lord gives to you. Everything is prepared. It's all ready to go. God is the one who has obtained your salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, who died for you. In Christ, sudden destruction like labor pains will not befall you. Instead, you can coolly and calmly look forward to that day with certainty that you will hear these beautiful words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Come, enter into the joys of your master. Enter into the joys of eternal life. Be at peace, beloved children of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen."